An interesting narrative takes place in the parsha while the brothers are returning from Mitzrayim. The pasuk describes how one of the brothers opens his bag when they arrived at the hotel. And to his great surprise, he discovered a bag full of silver. The pasuk describes only one brother noticed the silver. And which was the brother that made this discovery? Rashi explains that it was Levi. Levi made this discovery because he was ha'echad, he was the one, he was alone, and that's his partner in crime, Shimon, had been imprisoned in Mitzrayim. So Vayiftach ha'echad was the lonely shevet, Levi. But it's not until later on, when they all returned to Eretz Canaan, back home, that the other brothers too realized that they had been packed gifts of silver. As the pasuk tells us, Vayhi Hema Merikim Sakem, they were emptying out their bags, and they emptied out their bags, Vinei Ish Tzar Kaspo Vesako, each person saw, Vayiru Es Tzaros Kitzpahem, they saw bags full of silver. So why did it take so long for the other brothers to notice their silver? Why was Levi the only one to make the discovery at first? And the other ones looked and found only later on. Both the Marsha and the Jikover posit that Levi's bag was packed differently than the other bags. They explain that Levi's bag had the silver on top. And so when Levi opened his bag, he immediately noticed that there was silver. The other bags, on the other hand, had the silver packed on the bottom. Hence, they did not notice the silver until they got home when they emptied out their entire bags. So then that begs the question, why was it packed in such a way? We know that everything that Yosef had done and he had ordered his servants was predetermined with intent and purpose. What was the purpose of packing the bags differently? That Levi's bag was packed with the silver on top and the other Shratim's bag had silver on the bottom? So both of Marsha and Jikover weigh in as to why this was part of the cheshbon. The Marsha's approach is as follows. The Marsha explains that everything Yosef had done towards the brothers was mida keneged mida. And since both Shimon and Levi were primarily responsible, they were the ones orchestrating the sale of Yosef, so he wanted to deliver an appropriate message in kind. Shimon was jailed to fulfill mida keneged mida, and Levi was the first to make this discovery of the silver. That discovery of the silver caused Levi incredible anguish and fear. Levi was scared to the bone that he might be accused of stealing from Mitzrayim and thrown into jail as well. The other brothers only experienced that fear later on when they got there at Canaan. But Levi felt alone. He was the Echad. And so Yosef was sending a message to both Shimon and Levi, Mida Keneged Mida. The Jikover, on the other hand, has a completely different approach. The Jikover explains that this was a message about Hanukkah. Yosef was foreshadowing to the brothers about the nace of the Shemen, about the nace of Hanukkah. Yosef at Tzadik symbolizes the idea of Tosefes Bracha, the increase of blessing, growth, and expansion. His very name means Tosefes. Yosef was Zocha to the Bechor and father to Shvatim on his own. He also reproduced Shvatim. Globally and nationally, he brought bracha to the country of Mitzrayim. Yosef represented Tosefes Bracha. So the Jikover explains that Tosefes Bracha could work in one of two ways. Sometimes bracha only comes when the initial resource has run out. For example, the Maisa of the Shunamis and the Navi, who had an unlimited amount of oil, had her jug of oil refilled itself up only after the oil was emptied out. So she'd emptied the jug and then it refilled up. Each time it was emptied, the jug refilled. But there's another form of Tosefes Bracha, an even higher form. It's when the initial resource never, ever empties. In other words, when you pour from such a jug, there is just an endless source of oil, and the jug remains full to the top the entire time. I mean, even when you're pouring it out, and oil is coming, the oil is still filling to the top. The story of Hanukkah was a nace of the second type. The second type explains the Jigufa. The Pach Shema was never emptied. When the menorah was being filled up, the Pach remained full. So this answers the famous question of Beis Yosef, he writes. Asks the Beis Yosef, what was the nace on day one? There was enough oil for day one. So why would he celebrate Hanukkah on day one? And so he answers, because the first day there's also a miracle, and that the oil never even emptied. It remained at the top, even while pouring out the oil. So this was the Tosefes Bracha. This was the miracle of Shemen. So what does it have to do with Yosef and the brothers? So Yosef was giving this message to the brothers. We know that the Chashmonaim were descendants from Sheva Levi. The Chashmonaim were Kohanim. So Yosef placed the silver specifically on the top of Levi's bag. Yosef wanted to indicate that the Pach Shemen that will be found by the Chashmonaim will always remain full to the top of the jug. It's going to be a Tosefes Bracha that remains full. And by placing the silver on top of Yosef's bag, we'll make that indication clear. So in essence, Yosef, who symbolized Tosefes Bracha, was passing on a message to Levi, who also will symbolize Tosefes Bracha. Because in the story of Hanukkah, we see how Levi, through the Chashmonaim, will experience this nes of Tosefes Bracha, an unlimited amount of resource. And there's a beautiful remez in the word Shemen. If you take the gematria of the Shemen b'milu, and miloi means the letters when you spell them out. So for example, Shemen spelled Shin Mem Nun, but the miloi is taking the gematria of the Shin. When you spell Shin out, Shin Yun Nun, the Yud and Nun are the miloi of Shin. And Mem is spelled out Mem Mem. The Mem is the miloi of the letter Mem. And Nun, the miloi letter, is Vav and Nun. So if you take just the gematria of the miloi letters, in other words, the Yud and Nun, the Mem, and the Vav and Nun, you get the gematria of 156. That's the same exact gematria as Yosef, because Yosef represented Tosefa Shemen, the additional Shemen, the endless amounts of Shemen and Bracha that he brought, which was then passed on to Levi. So we should always realize that the days of Hanukkah, we should all realize that the days of Hanukkah are a source of incredible Bracha, a source of Tosefes Bracha, an Or Haganah's Or Mashiach, Neres Chanukah of an unlimited amount of bracha. And we should take full advantage of these nights, as we always read Parshas Miketz during these days of Chanukah. And we should take advantage of the Oros Chanukah in enhancing our lives and bring bracha to our lives, both in Ruchnius and in Gashmius. Have a wonderful Shabbos.